because we're joined right now by one of the hottest actors in Hollywood. It's Oscar Isaac. He's the star of Ex Machina. It's a new film in theaters currently that's doing great, and it's going to be expanding to over 1,000 screens in various markets on the 24th of this month. Oscar, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Very happy to be on.
Let's talk about it a little bit. This is supposed to be a terrific film, Ex Machina. Really, talk about this film. It started on a limited release, and now you're going on to 1,000 more screens this weekend.
Yeah, well, I got to say, it's one of the most rewarding things when you work on a movie that's a small budget, a very interesting concept, and then suddenly it starts to catch fire, and it seems like that's what's been happening. So it's Alex Garland who wrote and directed it. He's written some incredible movies. He wrote the novel The Beach that was turned into a movie, 28 Days Later, Sunshine. He's written some really great modern science fiction, and this is his first time at the helm, and I got to say, he just knocked it out of the park. It's a psychological thriller. It's about artificial intelligence and manipulation and sexuality and consciousness. And it's also, at the same time, incredibly funny and entertaining, and just really proud to be a part of it.
You know, Oscar, talk to us a little bit. You'd mentioned low-budget film, started out as a limited release, and it's exploded. Talk about the difference between working on a film like that and the mood around the film and the expectations as opposed to working on the big budget film and all the pressure and expectation associated with that and kind of what it means for each type of film.
Sure. I mean, ultimately, you want to try to make it the same. It's the same job. Between, you know, your job is between action and cut to live believably and say what you have to say and do what you have to do with conviction, regardless of the budget and all the things around it. However, that particular job can become much more difficult when you've got hundreds, thousands of people working on it. You've got a whole machine. You've got it. You know, you have to keep moving. The thing is, though, on the big budgets, you have, you know, what the budgets really go to are time and money. And on a small budget film, you have neither of those things. So you have basically you have less takes. You have to move. You know, we shot this movie under 5 weeks, and that's very quick. So, but what you do get out of it is you get to take risks, and you get to really have a say in the direction of the film, and, you know, the collaborative aspects can be really fulfilling, too.
It sounds to me, Oscar, like sometimes when you happen to read this great script and you see a vision here when it's that small budget film, sometimes sounds like that can be a heck of a lot more fun, as the business of filmmaking and of Hollywood can sometimes get in the way of those big budget productions.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the thing is, obviously, you know, a lot of artists, they want to get their work out there. You know, you want to do work and you want people to see it. And, you know, with the smaller films, it's very rare that things work out in such a way that they catch on. So I can't really explain enough how fulfilling it is to do something where you think, hey, you know, nobody might see this, but at least for me it's a fulfilling thing. And then for that to actually catch on and for people to respond in such a positive way, it's pretty cool.
Well, it is terrific, and that's the voice of Oscar Isaac, one of the hottest names in Hollywood. He's joining us here on The Attack, and we're talking Ex Machina. And I think I pronounced it right. My Spanish isn't half bad.
your Latin is right there, yeah.
That's it. I'm an Italian boy, so I can handle that one. You're going to flip, like you said, it's going to over 1,000 more screens in markets all over the country starting this weekend. So get out there, check that out. Before we let you run, because I know we only have you for a few more minutes, talking about big budget, you're gonna have a prominent role in the Star Wars reboot. But you're lucky to be directed by, in my mind, the best reboot man in the business, and that's J.J. Abrams. Look what he did with Star Trek. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, well, I will say, hands down, the most positive, enthusiastic person I've ever worked with. And I think that's what he brings to these, you know, these established franchises. He finds that initial spark of creativity and joy that is why we all love these things. And he, I think, focuses on that and fans that flame of excitement. And I think you can see it from those, you know, especially that last trailer. I got to go to Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim a few days ago, and actually it was last week. And, you know, like I said, when you're working on something this big, you kind of have to diminish what it means because you have to just do the job. You can't think of how it's going to come across. But then to stand in that stadium with, you know, 4,000 people plus, and to, it was like a religious tent revival. I mean, it was insane. And to be able to add to that enthusiasm was pretty amazing.
It did. I saw the trailer myself. I'm very excited for the reboot. I'm generally excited by anything J.J. Abrams does. He really gets me. And
he's got a touch.
He really does. And you've been working of late with a lot of people with a touch. You worked with the Coen brothers in Inside Llewyn Davis, which starred you and featured John Goodman. And that was that a fun project? I know John was quite proud of that, and it was an interesting project and different than a lot of the things we've talked about thus far in our time together. So talk a little bit about Inside Llewyn Davis.
Well, that was a time of my life, and that, to be honest, you know, opened all these doors for me. Those guys, they're the most amazing artists that I've ever worked with. They, you know, what was great about them is, you know, they have these amazing stories, people that they've worked with. And, you know, and in between takes, he would talk to me, Joel and Ethan, they would talk to me about, you know, what was Paul Newman like and working on this and what their thoughts on directing were, and go check out this art exhibit or this book. And they're just very, they like to help with the creativity and imagination. And they're just so funny and also dark at the same time that it was a real honor to be able to be part of their universe.
Final one from me before we let you go, because I know we got to keep you on schedule. You're now, like you said, Inside Llewyn Davis was the one that really brought along all these other opportunities. You're now starting to get into the big, big budget stuff and have prominent roles. Does the pressure ramp up for you? And do you start to say to yourself, do you have to start watching box office now and say, boy, if this stuff doesn't hit it in the box office the way it should, I'm going to lose these opportunities going forward. Do you worry about stuff like that?
No, not quite yet. You know, I think as far as box office, I feel like with Star Wars, I feel like I'm pretty safe on that one.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah. As things progress, you know, I'm sure that does become a thing. But that's, again, to get back to Ex Machina, you know, something that has such a small budget and it's such a little labor of love. And when something like that actually starts to hit and become popular and people start seeing it, that's wild, because that not only is unexpected and wonderful, but it's so helpful for everyone involved working on it, you know.
Well, Oscar, I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did, because I really enjoyed it. And also, everybody should be on the lookout. You were recently on the cover of Details magazine, so you've been a busy, busy man. It's Ex Machina. Yeah. It's in theaters now. It's going to add another 1,000 screens this weekend. Star Wars trilogy, you're going to be featured in that reboot. Man, the future's so bright, you're going to have to wear shades. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Best of luck going forward, and you're welcome back here anytime.
Thanks, I really appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was Oscar Isaac joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And